You're on the night shift on Triple M. All eyes have, of course, been on the coronavirus situation and the economic impacts of it. But while we've been thinking about this, there's been some rain falling in the regions and some critical areas that have been in drought for 2 or 3 years. And there are signs of life in the rural sector. In fact, some companies are doing reasonably well, and that may also help to sustain our economy through this real period of need. I just picked up this this little story from a friend of mine who said there was a company, you know, in rural merchandise and so forth, which is doing pretty well. And it shows that there may be a future after this coronavirus issue for everybody, and that the regions may survive. Now, Luke Johnson is with Brown Wig, and he joins me on the line now. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning. How are you?
Indeed. I'm very well. Now, it has been raining. How was your business before the rain? Has the drought broken?
Look, we certainly hope so, and we certainly believe so, which is very exciting for us and very exciting, obviously, for our community and also our customers that obviously have been doing it pretty tough for the last couple of years. So it's Mother Nature's gifted us with some of her pleasure, and it's certainly a better place than where we've been.
But notwithstanding the coronavirus, so putting those two things together, what's the net picture at the moment?
Mate, it's firstly, before I say how good we're going, I must, you know, be very mindful of everyone that's not travelling too well, and my hearts and thoughts go out with all of those people. But from our point of view, Adam, you know, we're seeing some spend up and some buy up, obviously, with you know, the isolation and so forth, and being a very mixed business, because you can't rely upon the rural game being positive, as we've seen for so long. We've diversified our business. We're seeing some very good foot traffic and good spending. So, look, at the moment, it's we're in a good position because of that diversification, and we're seeing lots of customers come through our door, which is great.
So, tell us, what does Brown Wig do exactly?
Well, it's very people ask me that, Adam, and I really struggle to actually say exactly what we do, because we're a very mixed sort of a business. But primarily, we service the agricultural sector. And so the dairy market, the beef, the sheep, but also too, you know, we've diversified into hardware and power equipment, motorcycles, Honda, still those sorts of vertical integrations into the agricultural sector. So we're a very mixed business, and anything that our customers require, we can source it for them.
I guess the problem is, can your customers pay for it? Because clearly, a lot of them have just no people coming through the doors at the moment. Obviously, farms are still operating, but if you're in a business that's got any exposure to the public, things are uncertain. People aren't walking through your doors generally.
Look, exactly right, and I must say, you know, it is a concern of ours, I should say. You know, obviously, we've come through the tough time. We've carried a lot of debt for our farmers, and you know, we're farmers ourselves. Myself and business partners, we run farms, and you know, we know what it's like, so we have absolute empathy for our customers, and that's been a pretty tough gig to carry for a long time. Obviously, you know, after the bushfires and up around that East Gippsland area, we're seeing a lot of spending, so it is going to put some additional pressures on cash flow, but at this stage, you know, we're seeing some positive signs in the dairy sector with the pricing pretty good. The beef job at the moment is exceptional. The prices of beef is very good. So, touch wood, we can manage the that side of our business.
And there's been concerns in the cities in particular about the supply of food. Are we going to run out of food? The people are rushing the supermarkets and so forth, which I really understand. There's panic out there, and that's perfectly understandable. But give us the true picture. How well are we able to satisfy the needs of our consumers from our rural sector?
Well, from our point of view, we believe very, very well. You know, the numbers of stock are obviously down a little bit, but they're coming back up. And again, in this particular region, and Gippsland, remember, is a very good food bowl, and we're a very high producing area of Victoria. So, you know, the dairy numbers are still very strong. The beef numbers are a bit down, but again, you know, this area is still producing a lot of product.
It's good to see there's still signs of life in the midst of this terrible crisis.
It is great, isn't it? Yeah. And as I said, look, I certainly feel for everyone, and we hope things settle down fast.
Yeah, business is not going too badly. Would you be looking to hire anybody? There's a lot of people listening who might say, can I get a job?
Well, look, every one of our casual staff are currently are employed, and we are looking. So by all means, they can get in contact with yourself or jump onto our website and send us some notes. So
that is fantastic. I really appreciate that. Anyone hearing that, give us a call on 133353, and perhaps we'll pass on your details to Luke from Brown Wig. Thank you so much for your time, Luke. I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for your time.
Absolute pleasure. That was Luke Johnson from Brown Wig. There is still an economy going on in this country, even though it looks like from the cities there's nothing going on. There's still the regions are working. I'm sure listeners out there in the regions know what is happening in your town. Love to hear from you about what is going on the ground. So give us a call on 133353. This is Adam Shand on the night shift for Triple M.